Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I am so glad that we have such a variety of wonderful guests, advisors, authors, and thought leaders, and especially when they come back and revisit us again. My next guest has been with us before, and again, in our audio library at exitcoachradio.com, you can find his prior interview. You can search by guest last name or first name. You can search by topic in over 40 different topic file folders and listen to over 750 interviews that we've done over the last couple of years. So my next guest is Andy Sachs, and again, he's been with us before, S-A-K-S, if you're searching in the audio library. He's with Spark Presentations in Marlboro, Massachusetts, and we had a lot of great comments after the last interview. Andy's in the business of delivering professional trade show booth talent and training that help companies make their booth investments pay off. And he's going to talk about ways to help your booth staffers attract, qualify, pitch, and stay connected to as many of your best prospects as possible. And of course, many of our listeners are business owners that attend trade shows, and they need a little help in this area. So Andy, thanks for joining us again. Great to hear your voice again and have you back on the show.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, last time we talked about presentations and giving favorable presentations, and I still remember a lot of the tips you gave our listeners. Tell our listeners briefly about what Spark Presentations, what all you do, and how you got started in this.
Okay, just a little background. So Spark Presentations helps companies thrive by making their presentations more compelling and getting them out to more people. And there are two basic sides to that coin. On one side, we help the employees of the company itself give better presentations by providing presentation skills training and coaching, doing trade show training, which is our topic today, teaching them to be better at their platform skills when they're speaking, reducing their speaking anxiety, helping them with building slides and telling stories, everything that goes into them giving a great presentation. And then the other side of the coin is that quite often our clients say, you know what, you do it. We'll put you up on stage. You give the presentation for us in various venues. We'd rather have you do it. So in those cases, we go to bat for the client, and we speak for them when they'd rather use a ringer. And that can include staffing a trade show booth, giving formal presentations in their trade show theater, or even serving as an MC for a special event or an auctioneer if it's a nonprofit, that then they need somebody to auction off some items during a special event. So it's both of those sides of those coins, and we've been very, very lucky along the way to work with some great clients. And for us, it's all the same. It's all about getting a company's message out, and regardless of who delivers it, it's all about shaping it to its best effect and delivering it with a lot of punch and getting that audience where you want them to go.
And think about this, listeners. You know, you go to a trade show and you notice that you've kind of put it together in a hurry. You're busy. Your trade show booth might look great, but people just aren't milling around. And you look at somebody else's and they're milling around. There's a lot of people at the booth. There's a huge difference there in the results. So, Andy, and with your company, what's the difference? What really makes a buzz these days, and why does it matter how your staffers behave at the booth?
That's a great question. And trade shows are really the bizarro world of marketing and sales. There's no other environment where you would have your competitors directly across the aisle from you. You'd have so much noise in the room. You have so many visual distractions. Everybody's tired. And every attendee that you talk to has a choice of talking to you or doing 50 or 100 other things inside the show floor, the town. They could get on their phone. They could go to the bathroom and on and on. So you have to work a lot harder to attract and retain somebody's attention than you would in any other sales environment. So behavior, I believe, is at the core of that. And the reason is research in the trade show industry shows that the number one influence on an attendee's willingness to stay at your booth listen to you talk, and potentially become a lead and have their badge scanned by you and allow you to follow up with them. The number one biggest influence on their decision to say yes or no to that whole process is not the company's name and reputation. It's not the booth design or the demo stations or the free stuff or the carpeting or anything you're giving away. The number one biggest influence is how they are personally treated by the staffers in the booth representing your company. So in that way, it's very much like a restaurant or a retail store. If you provide a good experience for somebody, they'll hang around and they'll be interested in everything you have to say. If they're treated poorly or if they're not attended to at all, they'll walk away and never come back, and it doesn't matter how good your stuff is. So that behavior by your staffers is really the centerpiece of the whole thing.
And there must be certain tips or ideas that you provide to help people enhance that performance of those staffers, because even if they just have people there, that's not the secret ingredient. Like you said, it's how and what they say and how they treat people.
It is, and I actually built a trade show training program, which I'm now given many, many times over the years, that came out of my own frustration in watching what you're describing happening in trade show booth after trade show booth, because I would get hired to give the booth presentation. So I would be the guy that was on stage on a little theater inside the booth, and I'd be giving a 5 or 10 minute presentation along with a slideshow, introducing people to that company's products and services. And in a given presentation, I might amass 10 or 50 or sometimes even over 100 people in that booth. That was my job, is to bring those bodies into the booth and to get them excited to learn more. And what I found is, once I was done with my presentation and that wrapped up and it was time for the staffers in the booth to take over, they sort of wouldn't do anything. They weren't really prepared or eager to engage those attendees that I had brought into their booth. And as a result, the attendees would very quickly dissipate and the effort that I had put into collecting them would be for naught. And I said, well, we got to work harder on this next step, where the employees of the company engage those attendees directly and keep that ball rolling. And that's where the training came from. And yes, there are lots and lots of things you can do, many of them for little or no extra money, that will teach your staffers to be better at attracting people to the booth, better at qualifying them so you find out what their value is to you, and you learn the little details that you can use to feed into a customized demo. You can run that demo effectively and efficiently, and then you can disengage with a follow-up action in place. So when that interaction is over, both of you know what's going to happen next, and they know what's in it for them, which makes them likely to follow through on their end. So there's lots and lots you can do.
That's a lot of information, Andy. And what is one of the specific keys to creating a great booth interaction between your staffer and show attendees that you could share? Could you boil it down for us?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I would encourage you to do is to keep in mind that attendees, just like everybody on our planet, care about themselves. They don't care necessarily about you as an exhibitor in the abstract. They don't care about your products and services. They don't care about your staffers. They don't care about the awards you've won. They don't care why you think you're great. What they care about is your value to them. How much they believe, based on what you tell them, that you can help them get to where they want to go anyway, to help them meet their goals. That is so important to keep in mind, because the trade show booth ends up being this sort of museum that's all about, it's all dedicated to showing you and how great your company is. And as beautiful as it might seem and as important as you make yourself look, attendees only care in as much as that value helps them get where they want to go anyway. So the first thing is to keep that in mind and make sure that you are spending the bulk of your time talking to those attendees about what they care about, their pain points, their needs, the features they're looking for, the benefits they want their solution to provide, and to make sure that you're always focused on what you can do for them rather than what you do in the abstract and why you think it's great. Another thing is to focus on those end benefits. And I always encourage people to think about not just the immediate benefits. For example, you might have a product that can save an attendee a little bit of time or a little bit of money. Those are usually the big two. Or make an experience that is difficult right now more enjoyable or streamlined. And that's an immediate benefit. But if you can talk to them at a higher level about the additional benefits those benefits bring, you're reaching them on a whole different level than the other people on the show floor. So if you can find out to them, what's the value in saving time? What does that get you? And they might say, well, if we save time, we can dedicate more time to this other project. Great. What's the value of dedicating more time to that project? And then you find out what the value is there. We can launch a new product a month ahead of schedule. Great. What's the value of that? Well, we can make 10% more money on that product than we thought we would this year. And I call that climbing the benefit ladder. If you can start to talk to them about those longer-term, more personal, more powerful benefits, like, hey, if I help you with this problem, you'll be able to launch this new product a month earlier and make 10% more off it than you thought you would this year, so we're helping your bottom line, you're reaching them and you're showing a level of insight and caring about their problems that nobody else on the show floor knows how to do. And that really resonates with attendees.
So what I hear you saying is go deep into the needs of your attendees who are going to be coming by and looking for how you're going to help solve those, but you have to go deeper beyond just the basics. You have to think to the next level and maybe the next level after that and demonstrate that somehow. Now, we're in kind of a soundbite world these days. I mean, we're really into a, you know, you see billboards with one word on them. How important is it? Because I know a lot of times you'll walk by and somebody's, say, engaged with you or your staffers, and they look around at the booth, and if they don't see something that interests them right away, they move on. How important is it to demonstrate those solutions of those needs quickly and succinctly?
Hugely important, and that's a great point to bring up. During my training program, I have an exercise where we identify that company's prime prospect. In other words, of all of the people on the show floor, there's probably a subset that represent that particular exhibitor's best potential customers. These are the people they really want to get, because if they get these folks, they have a big budget and they're ready to spend immediately and they're likely to become loyal fans of that company and you'll get lots of referrals and on and on and on. And when we do this exercise, we brainstorm an imaginary prime prospect during the training. One of the things I ask is, okay, imagine that you've got this person that's probably worth hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars to you if you're able to convert them. How much time, how much of an attention span do you think they'll give you in the booth? And most times when I ask that question in trainings, the trainees will say, on average, 3, 4, maybe 5 minutes on the outside. These are not people who are willing to hang around while you get your act together and while you fumble around figuring out what you want to say. These are people who have, they've already visited 10 other booths, they've got 10 other booths to visit after yours, then they've got to go to 3 seminars, then they've got to get out of the hall for a conference call, then they've got to go to dinner. They are giving you a few minutes of their time, and that's a blessing, and it's your job to make the most of those few minutes. So you've got to make sure that you have all of that information set in your head. What do I know about this person? What are the few questions I can ask to draw out their pain points? How can I link those pain points to what we offer in a demo? How can I make the benefits from what we offer resonate to them in a way that's meaningful to them, even if it was irrelevant to the last person I talked to? And so knowing your audience, knowing who it is, knowing what matters to them, and that can make or break an interaction. It can also be the difference between someone who says, yeah, sorry, I only have 2 minutes, I got to go, and somebody who decides after 2 minutes that, you know what, whatever they were going to go do, it's not as important as what they're learning in your booth, and they decide to stay for 10 minutes or 20 or 30, and that's when you hit the mother lode and you create a really valuable lead.
Wonderful. Great information. You hit it right on the head. Andy, now, when you're choosing someone, let's say you have a group of 5 employees and you say, well, you go, you don't go, you choose your people who are going to go. If you were to tell those people what 2 personality traits they're going to have to exhibit to help create a great booth interaction, what would you say those 2 are?
Well, there are 2, and it's funny because one is used, one really dominates, and the other is largely ignored. And if you can do both of these together, you have a really compelling interaction, and you're much more likely to pick up a qualified lead. So the first personality trait is strength. That's what I call it. And strength is basically the ability to convince someone who you might consider a prime prospect in the 1 or 2 or 5 minutes you have with them that you can do what you say you can do. That if you make promises about the features your product has and the price point point that it hits and the delivery time and the installation and the benefits that they'll accrue as a result and all the rest. So that's all fact-based information. If you deliver that in such a way with the right facial expressions and volume and posture and inflection and all the rest so that the person you're talking to believes you and they say, okay, I get it. I believe this information is valid, I'm invested in you, then you have demonstrated strength. Now, you'll notice that all of strength involves talking about the product. It's all very focused on you as the exhibitor, and so it is important. But what happens is most trade show staffers end up focusing exclusively on strength and basically think it's their job to stand there all day and prove how great they are. And there's a second personality trait that is usually soft or even entirely absent in a booth interaction that I think is just as important and arguably more important to securing the beginnings of a relationship in a trade show environment with all the distractions around and with, you know, just the few minutes you have to make an impression, and that's warmth. So strength is about the what of the conversation, the factual information. Warmth is about the why. It's about motivation. It's about trust. It's about the attendee believing that you want to help them, not just because you want to rack up another sale or you want to scan another badge to meet your quota. It's about them believing that you are genuinely invested in their success, that you genuinely want to help because you believe in what they're doing and you want to make their lives better. That trust is really important to establish right off the bat, because if you haven't established trust, somebody's not eager to work with you. They're less likely to give you their time. They're less likely to listen and remember. They're less likely to be a client. And if they are a client, it's likely a marriage of convenience, and that person will leave as soon as they find somebody else who does it cheaper. If you can establish warmth, on the other hand, and convince them that you really do care about them, even if your strength is a little bit wobbly, they will feel so appreciated and so heard because somebody on the trade show floor actually listened to them and showed that they care about them, that they're much more likely to want to work with you, to go out of their way to work with you, to become great clients and give you lots of referrals. In my world, this is what we call loyal fans. And on the trade show floor, just like in most sales environments, and maybe even more so, loyal fans are generated more by the personality trait of warmth, which nobody pays attention to, than the trait of strength, which everybody pays attention to.
Very interesting. You know, you've done so much of this, and you speak for groups like Vistage International and other business owner groups on these particular topics. Today we honed in on the trade show traits and things that you can do to have an effective trade show. But as you said earlier, you do so much more for people to help them prepare for effective presentations. How do our listeners best find out about you and Spark Presentations?
Well, of course, I invite anybody to contact me if they'd like. As you can see, I'm pretty passionate about this, and I love to chat about it. So if they want to find me, the website is sparkpresentations.com. You'll see all our services there, again, including trade show presenting, training, MC, auctioneer, and presentation skills training as well. You'll see sample videos and downloadable sample slide decks and testimonials and all that good stuff. If you'd like to speak with me directly, you're absolutely welcome and invited to make contact. You can call me at 781-454-7600. You can also email me at andy@sparkpresentations.com. And if you're interested, I have a couple of special offers for your listeners as well.
Absolutely, please.
Okay, if anyone's interested, the first offer is that I'd be happy to give you a free 30-minute consultation on any aspect of your company's booth. So maybe you have a show coming up, it's important, you've invested a lot of money, and some aspect of it is just making you anxious. Maybe it's the staff, and you can't stop people from drinking coffee or talking on their phone. Maybe you want to have a giveaway, and you're not sure what kind of prize would work best. Maybe you just need to get the right type of microphone for your theater presenter, whatever it is. You're welcome to give me a call, send me an email, we'll chat. I'll give you all the advice that I have that I've picked up over 200 shows in 17 years, and I'm also connected to a lot of other people in the trade show world, so if it's something I can't answer, I'll go out and ask them and get you their information as well. The second offer is that if you'd like to talk about any specific service of the ones that I mentioned just a moment ago that we offer, any time that you inquire about a service, and again, you don't have to buy it or reserve it, you simply have to ask about it and spend a few minutes chatting about it, as a thank you for your interest, I would be happy to send you a signed print copy of a book that I published last year on giving great business presentations. It's called The Presentation Playbook, Volume 1, and I'll ship it anywhere in the U.S. with free two-day shipping as well, so you'll get it nice and quick.
Those are fantastic offers, and you can tell by listening to Andy that he knows what he's talking about, he knows what he's doing, and you can benefit greatly from those offers, and we really appreciate you coming back, Andy, to the show, and you are welcome, sir, anytime. There's so much more to talk about, but we got so many great ideas from you today. I really appreciate you coming back on today, and look forward to the next time that we talk.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Business owners, if you came back from lunch and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? What are you doing to prevent this from happening? At Exit and Retirement Strategies, we design plans that attract, motivate, and retain key employees. For a free consultation, call Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774. Call today.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.